When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
State Action Doctrine and Civil Rights. In this section, we will explore the State Action Doctrine, a fundamental principle in constitutional law that delineates the scope of constitutional protections, particularly in the context of civil rights. The State Action Doctrine. Essential Overview. The State Action Doctrine is central to understanding the application of constitutional protections. It holds that constitutional rights are generally only enforceable against the government and its agents, not private parties. This doctrine stems from the language of the Constitution and its amendments, which are predominantly framed as prohibitions against government action. Development and significance. The doctrine's development has been crucial in civil rights cases, where the distinction between state and private action can determine the applicability of constitutional protections. Key decisions in this area have shaped the contours of civil rights enforcement and individual liberties in the United States. Public functions and private actors. Distinguishing government from private action. A critical aspect of the state action doctrine is distinguishing between what constitutes governmental action, subject to constitutional standards, and what is considered private conduct, generally not subject to the same standards. This distinction is not always clear-cut and has been the subject of significant legal interpretation. Tests and criteria. The Supreme Court has developed several tests to determine when private conduct might be considered state action. For instance, the public function test considers whether the private entity is performing a function that is traditionally and exclusively governmental. The nexus test looks at the relationship between the state and the private conduct, asking whether the state has significantly involved itself with the private actions. Illustrative cases. Cases like Marsh v. Alabama, 1946, where a private town's streets were held to be subject to the First Amendment, and Burton v. Wilmington Parking Authority, 1961, where a private restaurant's discrimination was deemed state action due to its location in a public building, demonstrate the application of these principles. State action and enforcement of civil rights. Impact on civil rights litigation. The state action doctrine plays a pivotal role in civil rights litigation. Its application determines the extent to which constitutional protections, like equal protection and freedom from discrimination, can be invoked in situations involving private actors. Private conduct and statutory protections. While the state action doctrine limits the direct application of constitutional protections to private conduct, various federal and state laws fill this gap. Statutes like the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Americans with Disabilities Act extend many of the principles of constitutional civil rights protections to private entities, particularly in areas like employment, housing, and public accommodations. Challenges and evolving interpretations. The boundaries of state action are continually tested and reinterpreted in response to changing societal conditions and legal philosophies. For instance, issues like internet censorship, platform neutrality, and private entities performing traditionally governmental roles pose new challenges to the doctrine's application. Understanding the state action doctrine is not just a technical exercise in constitutional law. It is a gateway to comprehending how our fundamental rights are applied and protected in everyday life. As you navigate through this complex but fascinating area, you are gaining insights that are crucial for any legal professional. This knowledge empowers you to better understand the limits and possibilities of legal action in civil rights, an area that profoundly affects lives and shapes our society. Embrace this study with the awareness that you are preparing to make meaningful contributions to the protection and advancement of civil rights.